Blog Talk Radio. up, world? This is your girl, Hunter. Make sure you follow me at Hunter the One. You're listening to Miss P on the Intune Show. Get in tune.
Hey, babies. What's going on tonight? You are now in tune to the Intune Show with your girl, Miss P. Tonight, we're going to have three amazing guests on tonight. So I'm just so excited to gain from each and every one of them, because it's amazing how you meet people in life and you know a little bit about them, but you really never know everything about them. So that's why, you know, this is like so rewarding to me, because I get to meet people and gain a little info on them. And then when I have them on the show, I get to know a little bit more. And each time you see them, you get to know a little bit more, because, you know, those type of people that, you know, tell you their whole life in one sitting. No, I need it in regiments, okay? I need it in regiments. I'm just kidding. You could tell me anything. So tonight, our first guest is Miss Jacqueline Hopkins, and that was her song, Rain. And I like jazz, so I really enjoyed that. And I was just like, you know what? When she comes on, I have to let her know that I need a lot more. A lot more, because when I'm at the gym or when I'm just relaxing, that's one of the songs that I have in rotation on my iTunes list and will be on rotation on the Intune Show. So you guys better get used to it for all those non-jazz players, because she has a lot of talent, a lot of skills, and I'm just ready to just, like, have every song that she ever wrote on the Intune Show, whether y'all like it or not. So just a little bit about her. You know, the one question that everybody wants to know, does she do jazz-influenced pop or pop-influenced jazz? You know, whatever genre you specify, one thing is clear, that Jacqueline Hopkins is an artist who works includes soulful lyrics, beautiful music, and sultry vocals. So I'm excited. And without further ado, I'm just going to bring her on, because I just need to, you know, figure out, how come you didn't send me a song, Jacqueline? What you singing on it? I guess we have to get in tune to that right about now. So let's welcome Ms. Jacqueline Hopkins on the Intune Show. How you doing tonight?
Doing tonight.
I'm doing well. I love that song. I mean, really, it's like a hip shaker. It's everything, you know. Someone has to really appreciate that.
Makes you want to dance, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It kind of makes you feel like you're on vacation.
I don't know if you had a chance to see the video to it yet, but in the video, I'm dancing to it.
What? No, I didn't get an opportunity to, but I'm definitely going to have to do that and even post it on my website, because, you know, like I said, again, I haven't been able to really get to you the way I wanted to, because things have just been bananas for me. But at the same time, you know, this is our first time really, like, being able to talk to each other. But from here, it's curtains, because I'm going to be all up your booty, because I want more music. I want to get in tune to everything you do from now on, because I really like
that.
Bar
up my booty as you wish.
Yay!
And I will enjoy you being up my booty.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. So for everyone who's getting in tune to you for the first time, Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I started composing music and lyrics when I was about 9 years old on an antique piano that came with the house that I grew up in. I still compose on that same piano to this day. I also play drums and electric bass. I've studied music for several years, voice and music theory and the bass. And I played in both New York and Iceland.
Wow. Wow. I mean, when you're sitting here mentioning all these different instruments, I'm sitting here really, honestly, you can't see my face, but my mouth is open due to the fact that, you know, I'm serious. I think it's hot and sexy when a woman can pick up something that you normally see a man control.
Like drums especially, right?
Yes, what? Everything you just named is sexually. I'm like, really? You know how many times I tried to play a piano or pick up a saxophone because I thought that was hot and everybody would think I'm hot if I had a saxophone. I picked up a violin. I couldn't do anything with them. It was just like just holding it in my hand like if he was holding a comb or a brush. So, you know, I guess certain talents come to certain people. You know, everybody's blessed with something different. I was blessed to run my mouth, so there you go.
There you go. And you do it so well.
Thank you. I also had to tell you from some of the people that support the Intune Show that they loved your picture with, you know, the little lacy see-through thing that I said I was going to borrow that shirt, so you guys don't worry. Y'all see Jacqueline in it, and y'all see Miss P in it.
That was me flirting with the camera.
It was awesome and tasteful.
That was my come here to me look.
It was tasteful. I love it.
I thought it was tasteful. I'm glad you felt that way.
No, everyone thought that.
I guess I posed that way because I sing about very sensual things and love and making love and heartbreak. So I was trying to evoke all that in my choice of wardrobe.
Well, you pulled it off, and you did a good job, by the way, because like I said, you know, it was more so women, and, you know, I like to see feedback from women more so than men because of the simple fact that women are so critical on each other sometimes. So when
That's
a
true.
Woman can stop to give a compliment like, wow, she really looks nice or awesome or that was real sexy or whatever, it's not, oh, she's trying to pick you up, you know, it's just like, wow, really, you know, that you came outside of yourself to do
this.
Right, exactly. So it means more to me when a woman gives me a compliment versus a man, because to me it's like, yeah, really, what do you want, you know? Although, don't get me wrong, all men are not like that.
Well, I'm an equal opportunity compliment taker. I will take a compliment from a man or a woman.
Right,
either
you
way,
know.
I'm happy.
Right, exactly, but I don't know. I'm just a little standoffish sometimes because I don't know through my experience. But at the same time, you know, not to say men can't say good things, so no one kill me after the show. So tell us, you know, how does it make you feel when you hear your track being played? You know, how, you know, it's just like, you know, one of those things that...
When I hear my track being played, especially just now, I was just picturing a lot of things. A lot of things went through my mind. I was picturing when I first came up with the tune. It just kind of came to me, and I just kind of sang it into my phone to capture the moment. And then
mm-hmm.
later on, I recorded it with my musicians. I also picture how much fun we had shooting the video. We just shot it a few months ago. It's a brand-new video on YouTube, Rain. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just want to dance. Every time I hear it, I never get tired of it.
Well, I know you write your songs, but how hard is it? Is this something that just flows or is something that you come back to until you get it to where you want it to be?
There's something that I'm working on right now that I keep coming back to, and I've been having some trouble with it, but usually it just flows right out, and it takes a day or two or three just to get it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's an easy process because I see it as God-given,
mm-hmm.
so it's almost like God whispers the tune, and then I just record it the way I heard it from him.
Right.
Yeah, that's the way I would say it.
Well, that's deep, and you know what, when you just said, you know, 2 or 3 days, I'm just like, Jacqueline, really, like, that's nothing. People can't even make up their life in a lifetime, but a song comes to you that quick. A song comes to you in 2 to 3 days, that is a God-given talent. I totally agree with you. So what difficulties have you encountered, like, you know, as a woman being in this profession? Because, you know, a lot of women have, like, a lot of different stories because I talked to so many, and I just wanted to know if you had any of those difficult moments along your journey.
Not so much difficult per se, but dismissive, I would say. One of the reasons... I have a show tomorrow night, and in the show, I don't bill myself as a singer, although I sing. I don't bill myself as a songwriter, although I write songs. I bill myself as a composer, because I found that once I mention the word composer, people pay attention more, that they're less likely to try to dismiss me as just another singer, that they see singers as a dime a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
And I find I've been getting more respect ever since I've been emphasizing, hey, I don't just sing, I write music, I arrange, I produce.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you find that changes the dynamics, which it does because, you know, like I try to tell people, even including myself, because every day is a learning process for me. So I say, you know, depending on how I convey myself is how people are going to take me, whether it's on a serious, as a joke, or just dismiss me. So
right.
I totally understand.
I've noticed a different reaction now that I've been saying composer versus when I used to say singer.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I used to say singer, they'd say, oh, that's nice, and then that was the end of it. But as soon as I say composer, I find people want to hear more. Oh, you compose? Tell me about that. and I talk about my process of how I come up with new material. Like right now I'm working on some new material called Jack Be Nimble based on the nursery rhyme. And I
that's
have this
awesome.
Part of the tune so far. Most songs have an A and a B, A being the verse and B being the chorus, and some have a C, which is a bridge. But so far, I only have the A part, and I need to find a B and a C. So it's not ready yet.
Right. And it's going to come to you in 2 to 3 days.
Not every time. This one I've been working on for a few months now.
Oh, okay.
So
okay. You know, I was just...
Most of my stuff comes instantly, but this one, for some reason, it's been a longer process.
Okay, and that's okay, because this is what the one that's going to be the headbanger. Like, people's going to be like, yeah, she was awesome before, but wow, you know, because this one was, like, marinating for a while. So how did you come up with, you know, how do you come up with the names of your songs? Is it just, like, a spur of inspiration? Because you said, you know, Jack Be Nimble from the nursery rhyme. So how did you just come up with that whole concept?
Well, I study music theory every day, and one of the things that my teacher has been working with me on are actually children's songs. And then he encouraged me to write my own children's songs. So that's how Jack Be Nimble came about.
That's different.
It's kind of Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick, Jack Jump Over the Candlestick.
All right. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm playing it. I'm telling you, did you hear what I said upon starting the show? Like, I need more music. So, you know, I have to figure out how to make that all happen. I'm serious.
Well, you can hear a lot more music if you come out to see the concert tomorrow night at the Inkwell.
Well, what time is it? Because, you know.
I have two sets. One's at 8 until 9, and the second set is 9:30 to 10:30.
Well, so I might make the 8 o'clock one. Because I have a show
at
10.
The Inkwell is at 408 Rogers Avenue in Brooklyn, corner of Sterling Street. You just take the number 2 train to Sterling Street, then you walk one block to Rogers, boom, and you're there.
Yeah,
it's only
$5
to get in. And
yeah.
I have a special offer for your listeners. Are you ready for
Yay,
the special offer?
Yay, we like offers.
Okay, the special offer is one lucky listener who's the first person to come up to me during the break between the first set and the second set and correctly named my favorite flower, which is sunflowers. The first person to do that, I'm going to buy them a drink.
Well, I think that's going to be me. I think I won. I think I already have one, guys. So you guys hear that, you better be in tune. Before we let Jacqueline go, we're going to definitely get the address and the, you know, direction for all our New York-bound people to definitely come out, because if I can get off the first job one time, which I'm going to shoot for, I can make it to Brooklyn and then back to, you know, Westchester County for the show at 10. Because for some reason, Jacqueline, like 7 days a week, I've been, you know, on at weird times. And hours, yeah, it's crazy pants. But I'm loving it, and I'm enjoying, you know.
You're the
like
hardest working woman in show business.
I'm trying to get where Oprah is, but, you know, as far as, like, just gaining on people and just bringing people together, it's not about, like, the money and all that other stuff that showers or surrounds her. It's just about, like, reaching as many people as you possibly can in this short life that
That's
we have.
That's what it's about, girl.
Definitely, definitely. So
Absolutely.
If you were to dabble... If you were to dabble, like, in another genre of music, what would it be?
I do dabble in another genre, although I'm not going to perform it tomorrow, but I dabble also in alternative. My biggest influence is Bjork, and she's alternative, so I kind of pattern myself after her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's one of my biggest influences.
That's awesome.
In fact,
you know,
a couple of the songs that I'm singing tomorrow night, if you follow Bjork, you'll notice the influence when you hear the song, because they sound very similar to some songs that she did a few years ago.
Well, you know,
like
I'm definitely, like I said,
Come Lie Down sounds a lot like her Come to Me, and my song Intimacy sounds a lot like her song Possibly Maybe, for instance.
Right. Well, now you're going to have me listening to her music because I haven't had the pleasure.
Oh, she's amazing. You will love her.
Really? No, I love you.
She's so
cool,
and her voice is so pure, and her music is very unique. It kind of defies classification.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people call it pop, but I don't think that does it justice. It's not pop.
Wow.
It's just a convenient way to put a label on it, but it's more alternative. It's more out there, unique,
mm-hmm.
different.
I like it.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, I'm a Jacqueline Hopkins fan, seriously. You know, no disrespect
to
her, because I'm going to tune in to, you know, her and, you know, gain some more insight on her as well. But, you know, I have to deal with what I can embrace that's around me and that embraces me back. That's the only way
exactly.
I feel like it's a complete circle. It's
complete
like a
circle,
complete
definitely.
Hug. Mm-hmm. So you said you play this instrument, that instrument. You already put that out there. That was one of my questions, Jacqueline. So thanks for taking away from my question. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry.
It's definitely okay. I'm just teasing you. So what has the reception?
If you don't want to mess with Miss P, you do not want to mess with Miss P. So
okay, don't do it.
You just made me think I was in trouble.
Never, not you, ever. I'm a little bit intimidated by you, Jacqueline.
I'm not going to get a spanking then.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a little bit intimidated by you, you know, to be honest. You know, a woman that can play all those instruments, you know, that's hands from God. You know, you can just choke me with a finger. So I'm a little bit intimidated, so I'm going to back down.
Oh, no.
Back down. So is there any other passion that you...
As a matter of fact, I have to say, on the recording that you played at the top of the hour, I'm the one
mm-hmm.
on the drums.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
most people
my
don't
goodness.
Realize that, so I wanted to point that out.
You are so talented. Like, I have no words right now. Like I said, I couldn't even...
In addition to that, I want to call attention to the fact that the trumpet solo... That was
mm-hmm.
not improvisation. I wrote it that way.
Really?
The trumpet keeps going higher and higher and higher until it comes to
mm-hmm.
a crescendo. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly the way I wrote it. That is not the trumpet player's idea. That was my idea.
That I was, you know what, honestly, for you to have pointed that out, that was one thing that I was listening to as well as when I was playing it just now. And I also, I wanted to touch on this, but I wasn't sure of the instrument that's used. But what is it, maracas? Or those little like that sound.
That's me banging two sticks together.
Stop it!
Yeah.
I love it. Now I'm definitely going to have to be at that show tomorrow no matter what it takes, seriously, because I'm going to have to hug
you
and embrace you.
And bring all your friends. Let's make
yeah,
a party
definitely.
Out
Everybody's
going
to have to come.
Out.
Exactly.
And
I'm going to be like, do the thing.
Come hungry because they do serve dinner there. If you want to have dinner, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Be my guest. Go ahead.
Exactly. Because I'm going to be messing with you all night. Like, do the sticks. Do the sticks before I go. No.
No, please don't heckle me.
Imagine I'm there like, do the sticks, you know. Come on. So we have some callers on the line. So we're going to take a call. Call it 305,
right.
You're on the line with Miss P and Jacqueline. How you doing tonight? Hello? Okay, they got disconnected. Hopefully they'll call back, you know, and let's check the chat room.
Oh, yeah. Try again,
yeah.
Whoever that was.
Yeah, try again. You know, I hate when calls drop. It sucks. It really does. So call back because I have Jacqueline for another couple of minutes, and I want you guys to be able to ask her whatever it is that you want to ask. And just in case the person, you know, had the guts and then lose the guts, because that happens a lot on this show, Jacqueline, tell
yeah.
everybody where they can find you, because that way they can connect to you instantly.
Yes. You can find me at JacquelineHopkins.net. That's JacquelineHopkins.net.
Yay!
And there
you guys.
Can find my bio, you can find
mm-hmm.
my blog, my links, my guest book. Definitely sign the guest book when you visit. You could see my newest video, photos, you name it. Hear the music. It's the best way to connect with me and interact with me and learn more about me.
Exactly. So for people that's just tuning in for the first time and they didn't get a chance to hear Rain, what five words would you use to describe your music?
I would say jazzy, upbeat, love, danceable, happy.
Yay, it's true.
That's five words.
No, it's really true because, you know, like I said before, like listening to that just now again, it does make you happy. It does make you want to just shake your hips and stuff like that. It kind of takes me back to, like, you know, the flapper days.
I got a better idea. In case somebody just tuned in and they didn't hear Rain, I will live right now sing part of another song.
Yay! This is exciting.
I should be singing down the street to every one of me and tapping my feet. But instead of the mess that we met, and I get so upset that I let you tie me down because you're never around and I'll be alone. I turned down other guys when actually I should have turned down you.
Yes. You are so amazing. You know what? This is just straight up off the bat, guys. I just want you guys to know how awesome that is to me. Because you know how many people that's like, no, not this time, Miss P, I can't sing. You know, and that makes me think, like, well, maybe you just can't sing at all. That's why you can't do it live right now. It's just show and tell. No, I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just But that just shows a person that's confident, and I love it, that you were just able
to
drop it. Like, hey, you didn't hear it? Here we go. Listen to this one. Jacqueline, I'm going to give you the biggest hug ever when I see you because, you know, you're just like my hero right now. You're just knocking my mom out the box. No.
Oh, my goodness. You're making my whole day. That's so sweet. Thank you.
No, I'm serious. You know, I love it. I love confidence. I love just like, hey, listen, this is what it is. Take it or leave it, period. Take it or leave it. You know, and I love it, too, because I have more female listeners than I have male. And, you know,
I have something special now that you said you have more female than male.
Yeah.
Something that they're going to love. Are you ready for this?
I am so ready.
I wrote an e-book that's available for Kindle, Nook, iPad, and other devices. It's the last relationship book you will ever need. It's called 35 Ways to Marry the Man of Your Dreams. And it's based on actual events.
Really? So is it from your actual experience or?
Yeah, it's based on the relationship with my then boyfriend, now husband, and everything that I did right that kind of snagged him, and he read the book and he agrees with everything I said. He's like, "Yep, that's how you got me." Stuff like praying about it, stuff like getting yourself out there, being patient, being happy, being open to love. Looking your best at all times. It's very practical advice. Taking care of yourself. Not pursuing a man, letting the man pursue you. Things like that. And there are 35 different, distinctly different suggestions and details on how each suggestion works.
That is awesome. I'm going to download that on my Kindle.
So I think your female readers, listeners will like that.
I love it, and, you know, I'm not even
dating. And male listeners, if they're gay, and they want a man. Anybody who wants a man should read it, whether a man or a woman.
Right, exactly. Anyone that's anyone should read it. So did you take creative writing classes, or were you just a creative writer also?
Writing comes naturally to me. I've been writing since I was in elementary school. I've been writing stories all my life. I have, like, a gazillion different journals full of writings. I hope to pass them on to my kids one day so they can find out just how crazy their mother is.
I wouldn't say crazy. Just a little nutty, but not crazy.
I'm just
kidding, Jackie.
Nutty in a fun way, not in a Trevor Head way.
Exactly. So is there any genres of books that you don't like to read?
I love reading, so that's a hard thing to answer. I can't think of anything that I don't like. Mm-hmm. You know, I love fiction. I love history. I love biographies. I love how-to books. Yeah, I love a lot of different kinds of books. Right now, I'm reading what everybody in the whole country and the world is reading, 50 Shades of Grey, which is why I kidded with you before when I thought I was in trouble and getting a spanking. I was making an allusion to the kinkiness and the darkness of the S&M world that's explored in that book. It's a very naughty book. You read it and you want to have sex with somebody.
Well, I'm getting that book tonight, too.
One night I was reading it, and I got myself so hot and bothered, I had to call my husband and tell him, honey, you have to take care of business tonight, because this book has me twisted. The book had me twisted.
I love it, honey.
Sexy.
You know what time it is when you get home.
That book is sexy. You will love it.
Oh, my goodness. Please don't tempt me, because I need to stay focused, okay? I don't have nobody to call.
One day I was reading it for 12 hours straight. I couldn't put it down. It's addictive. It's addictive, that book.
I love it.
You know,
and I have to
page turner. This is a page turner.
Yes. Really?
Yes.
Wow. I'm excited. Stop it, Jacqueline, because it's getting hot in here, okay? So, exactly. That's what's about to happen. Don't tell nobody, but that's exactly what's about to happen. But are you working on another book? Or are you thinking, considering it?
As a matter of fact, yeah, How to Stay Happily Married is going to be the next book.
Mm-hmm. Was your husband contributing to that
too? First, I'd
like
to find him and marry him. Now, then I have to tell you what to do to keep it that way.
Mm,
but the logical
and that's the
next
part.
Step.
Mm-hmm. How has the reception been?
That one I plan to co-write with my mom. She's been married
for decades.
Oh,
mom is getting
in
too?
What did you say?
Mom is getting into this one, huh? I can't wait for
this
one.
Yeah, I told her. I drafted her. I said she has no choice. I said, Mom, we're going to write a book together. And she's like, we are? that was news to her.
Right. And that's awesome, though. Because I could never, ever say to my mom, let's do something, you know, because she'll say no to everything. Mom, you want to go get your nails done? No. Mom, you want
to
go get a massage? I don't want nobody feeling on me.
How to Stay Happily Married is a blog that I have on blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody wants to check it out? Before the book comes out, you can see the book process.
Right.
How I write a little bit each week.
Well, that's awesome because you're giving them a little snippet each week.
Yeah.
You know, who does that? No one but you because you're awesome, you know? Like, hey, you know, you want to finish hearing about this book, then tune in.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you keep them coming back. That's an excellent idea. I love it.
Keep them coming back for more.
That's how you have to do it, Jack. You know that. You have to keep them coming back. I love it, love it, love it. So, again, where can people go and tell us again about the performance that you have tomorrow and any upcoming projects that we should keep in tune with you with?
Absolutely. So tomorrow I'm going to be appearing with my jazz ensemble at the Inkwell Jazz and Poetry Cafe, 408 Rogers Avenue between Lethbridge and Sterling in Brooklyn, very easily accessible by the number 2 subway to Sterling Street, and then it's a one-block walk over to Rogers. There are 2 sets, one from 8 to 9, and the other's from 9:30 to 10:30, meaning the show is over at 10:30, so please don't come at 10:30, it's going to be over. Come at 8 or come at 9:30.
Exactly, be on time.
And
time.
Just go to JacquelineHopkins.net/calendar to get all these details if you didn't have a pen handy to write down what I said. Just visit the website and click on calendar, JacquelineHopkins.net.
Absolutely. So we have that caller back, so let's see if we can get him this time. 305, you're on the line with Miss P and Jacqueline. How you doing tonight? Every single time. And I don't think it's my software either. I kind of think that this person's hanging up on me. You know, because sometimes people call in and they press 1 accidentally, and then it just cues me that this person wants to talk, and they really just want to listen.
I see.
So, It's okay. It's okay. We're going to have Jacqueline back on anyway, because we're going to have to follow up on those books, and Jack be Nimble is a lot to talk about when she comes back on the show. So you guys can definitely
gain. Yeah, I'll give you the update on Jack be Nimble. I have to say, with Jack be Nimble, it's not that it's taking so long per se, but I decided not to focus on it because I wanted to focus on other music that I'm going to be doing tomorrow. I thought to try to premiere a new song would be too much to handle right now, so I decided to put it off. I'll probably premiere the song in December of this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes you do have to just, you know, and I say that to myself all the time, like, just leave it alone for now, go back to it. There's nothing wrong. There's no rush. There's no race, you know, just relax. Relax, you know, so definitely. So before I let you go, there's two more questions I want to ask you. The first one is, what advice would you give to an up-and-coming composer?
Well, I'm an up-and-coming composer myself. I'm not sure what advice I could give. I guess
You're excellent. Give it.
Try to learn from good people. Be open to taking lessons, because you could always learn something and develop as a composer. I think it's important to know as much music theory as possible so that you can communicate effectively with your musicians. That's what I would advise, because that's what I've been doing. I've been studying music theory with the legendary bass player Hilliard Green, who was also in my band, and I've learned so much from him, and I have so much more to learn, but he's brought me a long way. And I've become a more effective composer and band leader due to his instruction.
Absolutely, and that's some beautiful advice. Now, what advice?
You to him. I'll introduce
tomorrow?
You to him tomorrow when you come.
Yay, I'm excited. So what advice would you give to someone who wanted to write a book?
Be disciplined. I wrote the book in only 3 weeks, because I worked on it every day for 3 weeks, and each day I worked on it between 2 and 3 hours a day. So you have to be disciplined and not procrastinate and just get it out.
Absolutely.
That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, and you know what? That was some advice that you actually gave to me, because, you know, I've been working on a little book project for a while now, and I keep putting it to the side. But it definitely takes dedication and discipline to accomplish anything that you want to. And someone said the other day, like, would you really go ahead and just put, like, an hour or so a day to that and just finish it already? And I'm just like, you know what? I don't have an hour, but you know what? I do.
Yeah,
I just have to stay off of social media. That's the hour right there.
You have to prioritize yourself and your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
A dream without a plan is just going to stay a dream, but a dream with a plan is a goal, and you can meet your goals.
Absolutely. You're absolutely
That's
right.
That's my advice.
And it's some good advice, and
by the way, if you find it interesting, I wrote my book old school. You know what I did? I wrote it in my commute back and forth on the subway in a journal with a pen and paper. And then after the whole thing was written, then I typed it up.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely
I went very old school, very low tech, very, like, 17th century.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have a candle? Did you write it by candle when you got home, Jacqueline?
Yes, I have a candle on the subway, as a matter of fact. No, of course not.
I love it. Well, I'm definitely going to be there tomorrow, so look for me. I'll confirm with you on everything on Facebook tomorrow, and I'll actually drop you my contact number.
And don't forget, the first person who tells me sunflowers gets a drink from me.
I wrote that down, so I won't forget.
It has to be, but this is the key, though. It has to be between the two sets.
Yeah, it's going to be between the two sets.
Yeah.
It definitely is, and I'm going to have my camera, because I'm going to take a picture with my drink with Miss Jacqueline Hopkins tomorrow, guys. You know, I really am. I'm going to be sitting there with the peace signs. Like I told y'all, it's me. It's me. And if there's someone else that gets there before me, I'm knocking them down, okay? It's like one of those shoe sales. It's happening. It's definitely happened.
Fight violence.
We'll just have the band play. We have the band play a note, you know, while we have the dramatic fight go on. But Jacqueline, thank you so much for, you know, allowing us to gain more insight on you. You are a wonderful, inspirational, strong woman, and I love you even more than I did a half an hour ago.
Wow, well, I love you back, baby.
You know, and I will see
you
tomorrow.
Thanks for having me on.
I love you too. Of course, and you will be back.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you. I appreciate
you
so much.
Anytime you want me back on, you give me the word. I'll be here in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have me back on, and I'm even going to see if you think about co-hosting one night with our doctor of the show, Dr. Sue, because she's into, because she's definitely into the book that you're reading about the sexual things and all that. She's actually one of those fetish doctors, so it would be so awesome to have you guest host with us one night on the show and just, you know, just give us your feedback and just have fun, because we always do.
Yes, fun.
Yay, that's exciting. So I'm excited about that, too, all together.
See you, and I'll see your listeners tomorrow night at the Inkwell.
Yes, I'll see you then. You have an awesome evening, and I'll see you tonight.
You too.
I mean, not tonight, right. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Have a good night, Jacqueline.
You too, Miss Keith.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, guys, so that was Ms. Jacqueline Hopkins. Please gain, because as you guys see, she's an awesome, awesome individual, and I'm so thrilled and excited that she took the time to come on. How many women do you know compose jazz music that awesome? I don't really know that many. I mean, she gave us a name of someone that inspires her, and I'm definitely going to check her out. But right now, she's my inspiration in jazz. You know, she's doing a damn thing. Whether she thinks that she's coming up or not, she's already there. Because anyone that can sit there and play like 59 instruments is my hero, period, point blank. So, again, gain insight on her at www.jacquelinehopkins.net. She has her, you know, videos up there, her bio, her music, her contact, and if you guys just stop in and check her out, her photos, her calendar, everything's there. Definitely sign her guest book, which I've already done before the show even began. So definitely go and show love. And if you're in New York and you have time to run out tomorrow, then definitely go to the Inkwell and check her out, and do not dare say Sunflowers, because I will fight you to the death. It will be a duel to the fittest. So thank you guys for just tuning in with Ms. Jacqueline Hopkins. So our next guests are going to be Ronzel Solomon from American Idol and David Duane. So they're coming on shortly. So in the meantime, in around time, while we're waiting for them to give us a call in, let's definitely take some time to gain on some of their music. So the first track that I'm going to play tonight, is True Story. And the little snippets, that's what they're called, I guess, in music, by Ronzel Solomon is definitely some good stuff to just basically gain on. And this one is called True Story. So it's going to be a few that I'm going to play because they're little snippets, so we can just get in tune to what she has going on. So again, this is True Story by Ronzel Solomon.
King. Let's go.
What?
Uh-huh. David Dwayne. Fierce wings up in this thing. Let's go get him. David, I'd like to introduce you to my world. Let you see another slide. Trust me and embrace yourself. And get ready. First of all, my name is David Dwayne. Red fins all aware. I've been in this industry for a while. Now it's time to do my own thing. I've been through so many things that you can never imagine. So get ready for my story. About to take a G by the
on your ass.
So sit back now. Oh, oh, get ready, it's my first time coming in. I've been waiting for a long time now. Get ready, it's my first time coming in. I've been waiting for a long time now.
Yeah, so that was David Dwayne, and that was Get Ready Master. And the other one that I just played prior to that was True Story by Ronzel Salmon, which are just little snippets of what they have coming out for you guys, which I think is kind of smart, because if you're coming out and you're just basically trying to get people to get in tune with you, then maybe little snippets of your music is ideal. So people that do like the way it flows, they can definitely, like, look you up and get the entire track. So at first, guys, I'm not going to lie, I was like, really? Like, what am I going to do with a part of a song? Not even a part of a song, like, just, like, 1 second of a song, you know, because I really like this song and I want to hear the whole song. But then it occurred to me that maybe that is a good thing, that you're only submitting partial songs, and the main idea is for people that like the songs to go and look you guys up. So definitely think it's a good look, and I hope that's the reason, because if it's not, then that needs to be the reason. Because I definitely feel like marketing wise that's a great idea. So while we waited for them to give us a call in, I'm gonna just play one of my favorite tracks, and this one's called Motivation by Keys. So let's tune in.
I'm obligated. I got that money in my sight, that's why I'm motivated. Overcame the underdog, now they say that I'm the favorite. They recognize the grind, how the youngin' beat the pace. Good in the hood, take it right back to the basics. Looking for the fixes once they loading up the bases. Now I'm getting money, see the egg on their faces. London to Las Vegas, man, I love trading places. I'm forever on my team, keep these suckers hate me. Cooking some for those who work and not the ones who wait. Hurry up and back it up, no sense of being patient. Man, I hit the block running like a pair of eights. We get into this paper, man, on a daily basis. Panamera voice, man, that thing is outrageous. Philly, South New, West Coast affiliated. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
That right, that right, that right, that right.
Blowing on that Cali Kush, we smoking till we pass out. Banging on my nukes, rockin' shit cause I'm the real dog. Tip top the limo, you know I brought my nukes out. Shout out to my nukes, Buffalo, you know what we about. Grind time at all times, always on that paper route. Street with the filthy south, the realest shit that's coming out. Since I hit the game, man, that money come in large amounts. Cool road game, man, all I talk is bank accounts. Rap game, crack game, make sure that's playing out. All the nukes doubting me, I know that you can feel me now. A&R that shot me down, I know that you can hear me now. Got my money by any of you new, y'all can get it now. I'm that new south, this is how it's going down. They say I'm underrated, I say I'm money making. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated.
I stay motivated. What? 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 What?
destiny. Hard work and dedication, sucker, that's the recipe. I'm trying to catch $1 million, you took a felony. Street with the 50 South, there ain't no comparing me. Straight up out the slums, that's the shit that's been preparing me. Diamond in the rough, this is my moment of clarity. Pull away from broke, it's the number one priority. Why you sorting me? You just not as hard as me. Some call it magic, man, I just call it that artistry. I see a rep the turf, man, recognize the loyalty. Cooper Road gang, man, it's pumping through the artery. You can tell that's the heart of me. Hustle is bananas, man, the game never started me. Yeah, I upgrade, mama, I done made it. Shout out to the haters, tell them that I'm motivated. Rock.
So that was Motivation, and I love that song. I mean, I like the beat and everything like that, and that's by Keys. And I can't tweet him that because we're not friends on Twitter, and I actually can't find him on Twitter, but we're friends on Facebook. And I just gave him a shout out on Facebook for the track, and I keep that in rotation because, you know, motivation, we all need it. We surely do. So Ronzel Salmon and David Duane will be coming up soon, and that's exciting because I know it's going to be good times in a few seconds. I just want to give a few shout-outs to people that I adore and have been so awesome to me because, you know what, I always just say, you know what, thank you, everyone, but, you know, everyone is important, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you just got to take the time to shout-out certain individuals, so I'm going to take the time to do that now. And the first person I want to shout out is Phoenix Star 9. Love her, love her, love her. And she's just been such an amazing resource and supporter and just, you know, just kind of like my backbone, so to speak, lately. And, you know, you don't get to find too many people that you just meet that you mesh with so immediately and is just really dedicated and true to everything that she says she's going to do. So shout out to Phoenix Star 9. Being amazing. I also want to give a shout out to my sissy, and that's at I Love Mo Brand and Tree Tree. I just want to give her a shout out for being awesome, and it's just so cute how we go back and forth every day. And we didn't really get to talk too much today because I was like so detained as usual. And here and there, I would just, you know, log onto my cell phone and say what's up with her. But I told her that I missed her today, and she's like, and I said, I don't just talk. Just to talk, and she said, huh? And basically what I meant was that if I embrace someone and I, you know, pull them to me, to my heart, it's definitely if I tell you that I miss you, I love you, or I call you baby cakes, buttercups, and all that, that's because I really mean it. You know, you just can't walk up to random people and just be like, hey, buttercup, because really I don't know you, and what have we really developed outside of me just stepping in front of you and you stepping in front of me. So shout out to my sissy for being so awesome with the contact she gave me too, but I'm going to keep that under wraps until we get that all squared away. But it's nothing but love. I also want to give a shout out to Ms. B because she's awesome. She's also someone that I consider my sissy. I want to give a shout out to Crave Escapes, Corrupt Elephant. I want to give a shout out to the 112 family. I want to give a shout out to Ms. Dottie. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and I could take up the whole entire rest of the show by just showing love, love, love. But it's just certain people that I just want them to know, Dr. Sue, Sheila Pinkhills, you know, that I really, really appreciate all the support that you guys have been putting out there. And there really is no words for people being so amazing, you know, and people always say, no, people's this and people's that, but really, like, get to know the right people. And then you'll get to really find out what love and support really is. Until you start surrounding yourself with awesome people, you will never really get that feeling of security, love. And you don't even have to meet the person in person to really feel that. And that's the awesomeness of it all, that you can embrace someone from a distance and genuinely have love for them and general support for them, and you never even met them. And that's where you know that all the goodness and yummy stuff comes in at. So I'm going to stop there because I can get emotional with it, but I'm just going to keep it, you know, on my manhood thing, as they say. I'm going to keep it gully, as they've been saying to me. Like, Miss P, keep it gully. Stop getting mushy. I think I've been mushy all week, but it's okay. It's okay. I love hard. So we have a few more minutes before they be calling in at exactly 11. So I want to play some more music. And this one is another one of my favorite. This is Grammy Award winner Makeda Story. And I had her on the show. So if you guys missed her, she's on demand, along with a lot of other amazing interviews that I had with people. And I just wanted to plug out there, too, to all the listeners that I actually was on my way home today. And my phone is ringing. And I'm just like, who is this? You know, but I'm guilty of not always programming people as soon as I hang up with them. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to program you now. And I get sidetracked. Or someone texts me and say, hey, Miss P, this is such and such. And I'll be like, oh, awesome. I'm going to store you in now. Let's talk later. And I don't do that, right? I'm guilty of this. I can admit it. So I'm looking at the phone and I'm like, wow, who's this? Who's this? And I'm rushing, trying to get home, you know, to get myself together, to get the show together and everything like that. And I'm just like, who is this? And all of a sudden, something says, just pick up the phone. So I pick up the phone, and I'm like, hello? Because you know how when you don't recognize the number, you kind of have that attitude and that bass in your voice, like, who the heck is this? So I'm more like, hello? And they're like, Precious? And I'm like, yeah? And the voice says, this is MC Light. And I'm like, about to go into groupie mode. But I caught myself just in time, you know, for people not to call, you know, the police on me, like, this woman is really bugging out. But the bottom line and the reason why I'm bringing that all up is because she missed yesterday's interview, which was all good, but she was so awesome to not put, you know, someone in between that conversation and to literally call me to say that she apologized for missing the interview. It was a scheduling conflict, and she's ready to reschedule her interview. So I just thought that was so exciting and so dynamic as far as, you know, just being that person to just, you know, say, forget all of that. This happened, and let me just take the initiative to make that phone call myself. So it bugs me out because, you know, I'm not used to talking to people, like, right up close in person until I'm interviewing them. So for her to have did that, that just made me look at her on a whole nother level. Like, I respected her all along, don't get me wrong, even though, you know, the interview was missing all that, still was respect and love. But for her to take the initiative to do that, it kind of opened my eyes and made me so, like, inspired also, because it's, like, things that I'm guilty of that I need to, like, take more steps towards and say, listen, I'm guilty of this and whatever, and, you know, go about fixing it the right way. So shout out to MC Light, and she will be on the show soon, guys. So without further ado, let's play another track because, you know, I'm just inspired tonight. And that one was Makeda Story, Grammy Award winner, and tune in to her and let me know what you guys think. And if you guys want to call in when Roselle and David comes on, it's 818-495-6975 live. Tune in.
Fold. Your sky's now gold.
Yeah, so that was Makita Story, Grammy Award winner. So shout out to her. Much love. So without further ado, let's get David and Ronzo on the line. Hey. Hey.
Hello.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great now because I know it's going to be fun and laughs and, you know, hugs and kisses and all that good stuff right now. So I'm just excited now. Now I'm up. You know, like I just had a shot of caffeine or something.
Well, thank you for having us.
Of course. Yes. Of course. David is so awesome. You know, how could I resist him?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, I don't know who wants to start because, you know, I'm used to having, like, groups on at a time, but not two separate interviews at a time, which is going to be challenging for me because you guys know I'm special ed, right?
Yes.
Why did I say yes? Thanks. Great. That was supposed to be, like, a little side joke, you know? Thanks.
David just sat over there and saying nothing with crickets.
He's like, really, Miss P?
I didn't know what to say.
I love David. David is the bomb.com. Honey.
He was stuck on stupid. You saw that, right? He was just like, really? I didn't know you were special at Miss P. All right, so let's say ladies first. Cool days?
Okay.
Okay, cool. So, Ronzo, I just wanted to begin by saying that I checked you out on YouTube, okay, and I think I tweeted that, and I played that video for quite a few people to see, because I don't watch television, so I don't know what's happening on TV with anything as far as, like, shows and nothing. So I had to, like, do a little bit of research because I was just like, okay, she's awesome. She's pretty, you know. She has a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me see what's going on. So I even watched the audition and everything, and I was just like, wow, all of that coming out of that little body, huh?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But you did your thing with Rolling in the Deep, for real. So for all those that don't know, definitely go check that out. But, you know, are you doing that, like, readily for people that send you requests for that music?
Yes, I do covers for anybody who sends me a request. I have a lot of requests that I'm trying to catch up on because I do tour and do different shows and stuff like that. I was in China for 6 months performing and promoting my EP, True Story, that's on iTunes right now. And so I kind of slowed up on the covers, but getting back into it, I should have some up at least by next week. I'm doing some more Adele, Someone Like You, Beyonce, Love on Top, and I think Countdown. Those are my next three that I'm going to be doing. So yeah, I'm so happy that you like Rolling in the Deep. That seems to be one of the favorites amongst, you know, people coming to my YouTube channel. But I love doing covers, so I have some up soon, some new ones up soon.
Yeah, well, I think it's also because, you know what, even though it's like a mellow kind of, like, flow, it's still not that easy to sing. Sorry, because I've tried it in a shower, outside the shower. I tried it all, you know, I tried it with, you know, the music in the background, I did it all, and it just doesn't help, and I have two brothers that are producers, and no, it didn't help me none, okay, so
really?
I just want to say, I'm telling you guys, like, it was just, it was pathetic. I said, I'm just going to leave it up to her, because, you know, I can't do this, I can't, but it's
well,
okay,
thank
though.
You.
No,
but you know what, they are, ballads are, you know, sometimes more challenging because of the breathing that you have to, you know, be able to sustain long notes, whereas, you know, sometimes with up tempos, it's like you don't sustain notes that long, you know,
exactly.
Most of the time. So it's like your breathing and technique has to be at a certain level of some ballads, especially Rolling in the Deep. I love that song, but I really had to practice, you know what I mean, before I just did a YouTube video of it.
Definitely. So, David, tell us a little bit about you, because I've been curious about the name of your brand forever. So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, I'm David DeWayne. I'm a alternative rock pop artist, singer-songwriter, I should say. And my company, Fair Swings, which is the name of the brand, the album, the EP, just everything. I came up with the title, I came up with Fair Swings because throughout 19 years, I've always had this fierce attitude when it comes to people's negativity. And not like a girl fierce, like, you know, just being like, you know what, it's more like a positive fierce, like, you know, anything negative you say to me is only going to make me stronger and positive. Like, it made me more confident. People tell me, you know, I can't sing, I can't dance, I'm not this, I'm not that. I took that, and I said, you know what, I have a very fierce attitude when it comes to this stuff. And not only that, but my, like, the tone, my tone when it comes to singing on Alternative Rock is very fierce, it's very, it's very edgy, hard on. So I came up with that, and Wings, you know, just being what I got away, you know, what I used to fly away to get from these negative situations. So that's how I came up with Fair Swings, and I've just been, I came up with it last May, last June, because I've been trying to figure it out for, like, since I was in middle school, trying to come out with the, you know, a name of the brand, everything, and I settled on it last year, and I was like, this is going to be something great.
Powerful, Fair Swings, you know, and I kind of felt that, you know, because I kind of try to be psychic a little bit, but I don't get paid for it. in regards to, I was like, fierce, like, he's talking about himself, like, he's fierce in talent, fierce in nature, and the wings is like, you're just flying.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You know, so I didn't want to come out and say it. I wanted to get your perception of, you know, you first and then kind of give you my input. So I definitely am into the name. And the reason why you came out with it is, of course, thank you for being so creative with it. For real. You know, some people are naming themselves, like, Swagalicious. Like, really? Like, that was so creative. You know,
Swag. And I've noticed that, like, people are starting to name their things, like, their albums, their projects, stuff that are very, very original. And I wanted to step outside the box because anybody that knows me knows that I'm not normal. Like, Von Zell will tell you, I have an alter ego as well as she does, and he is a hotmess.com, and his name is Zeppelin. So he's, like, the harder, edgy side of me. Like, when it comes to my sense of style and stuff like that, I'm, like, the preppy, like, the real alternative rock kind of artist and stuff like that. But he's, like, that urban rock artist. It's so crazy how the there's a difference between the two, because when I don't want to be negative or speak on something, he'll address somebody, and he'll go in. He doesn't care if it's a mama, daddy, cousin, manager, brother, publicist, whatever. He digs deep. Because he don't take no crap from nobody. Because he has a similar life story to mine, which I can go on and on about, but we won't do that here.
And Ronza, what's your alter ego like?
My alter ego is Bunquisha. And Bunquisha is just straight up ghetto. And she's just a fool. Like, she just likes to have a good time. She likes to talk about people. And she's just everything you imagine a ghetto girl would be, down to her boyfriend named Ray Ray and all that stuff. And then she comes from, like, just, I grew up in the hood, but I don't talk like anybody, like, on my block or anything. People would call our house, and they would think that they have the wrong number if they're calling for, like, my brothers or my sister or my parents. They'll be like, I think I have the wrong number. And I'm like, no, you just probably think you do because of the way I talk. And I just talk way, like, proper, you know what I mean? And everybody else is kind of more on the hood side. So she just definitely comes from being around my family. And, you know, a lot of my family lives in Georgia, so they're really country. And so it's just ghetto country mixed with Ebonics and all that crazy stuff. So that's what she is.
Yeah, I don't even know what I was called my alter ego because I never even thought about it. But you guys brought up and raised a good thing for me to think about. And the next time I catch up with you guys, we're going to have that conversation again because I'm stuck.
Yeah.
All three of our alter egos can have a talk.
Exactly. Like, we got to come punished. And the whole entire time, we have to be those alter egos. We can't be our true selves.
No,
you know,
we have to just come and Bunquisha likes to sing. Bunquisha likes to sing, but she can't sing on pitch. So hope y'all are ready for that.
I'm ready at all times. At all times,
and
I'm ready.
And then Devlin's the rapper, so he goes,
right.
He goes in. And oh, dear goodness, when I say he goes in.
Exactly. And I do nothing but laugh and listen and run my mouth. So that's my
maybe
profession.
Maybe you can bebop. Maybe you can beatbox.
Maybe,
so
but I might mess that up, too.
Yeah, when Quisha sing, Devlin rap, and then you can beatbox.
Exactly. I'm going to see if I can get Biz Markie on that day. Maybe we'll have him beatbox. So tell me, guys, how do you guys decide, and I don't know whoever wants to start can, but how do you guys decide on what track should be on the EP?
You want to go first, Vaughn?
Sure. For my EP, I actually just had a lot of unreleased songs, and it was just a matter of pulling out the ones that myself and my manager and our team just thought was the right fit. And once I knew I wanted my EP to be titled True Story, we just started to get songs that were, pull songs from my catalog that were all within that, you know, that category. So that's how I picked mine. And they were all songs that definitely, before we even said, could it possibly be on the EP, it definitely had to be something that I actually went through, you know what I mean? And something that I wrote from my heart, so...
Yes, definitely. And for you, David?
Well, for my EP, I came up, well, you know, True Story. Y'all need to get Von Zell's EP, True Story, on Amazon, CD, Baby, and iTunes. I'm thinking True Story because I love Von's EP. So if y'all don't have it.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Get it. but with my EP, Fierce Links First Time Coming, it took me, actually, this EP was supposed to come out in March, and I was actually supposed to be done, like, it was only supposed to be 8 tracks, not even those 8 particular tracks that were on there, like Till the World Ends, / Part of Me remix that I did, and the workout, like, I threw those kind of stuff on there, just for people to be more familiar and be like, okay, this is really cool. Like that, like, you know, he's putting his flow on everybody else's. But when it came to my original stuff, I had to I did it based on elements. So I had my really pop dance element, then I had my ballad element, then I had like my almost hip hop rock element with the Fierce Wings remix. So I based it upon the elements and what I already had written. Because I've been working with this writer. Her name is Pearl Redman, and she wrote some joints for me like 3 years ago. So I went back and used the stuff that she wrote for me, and then the stuff that I wrote, like My Heart's on Overload, You Lost Me, and then a more recent one, First Time Coming, and I co-wrote on Fierce Wings Remix. So that's how I came up with mine.
That's awesome, because I came up with nothing, guys. Nothing. That's okay, though.
You
don't get there.
No. You know what? The thing about me is that I'm creative in other ways. Everyone has something to, you know, offer to the world, and mine is not, you know, musically. But I am big on music, if that makes sense. You know,
right,
I have other
absolutely.
Things that I like to offer to the world or can offer to the world, because I just feel like there's a lot of people out there, and there's no pun intended, but there's a lot of people out there that think they have the talent to do something, which, and they're tenacious at it, which is all good, but not everyone is given that talent. Just because
right.
you can have a vocal or hold a note doesn't mean that you're a singer or a performer or whatever, an artist, you know
right.
what I mean? So my thing
mm-hmm.
is you have to know when to, what fits for you and when to let something go. Like, hey, if this is not working for me, then I have to do something else. But the first beginning of it all is basically, in my opinion, is being true to yourself. So I know that I can't dance and I know that I can't sing. That's why I have amazing people like you and David that can. And I can listen to you guys and gain by, your experiences and your outlook on music musically versus me trying to play myself and say, hey, you know, because I have a little recognition, let me go make a song and have and think people are going to like it. Like, really? I know that's not my thing, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not that stupid, because that's when you're going to lose your followers, when you're doing something that you know you can't do. So it's just about accepting what God has for you and filtering it. That's all. So I have amazing people like you to just keep busting it out for me. So as long as I do that, my iPod will stay full. Amen. And I wanted to comment on Ronzel, like, you know, Dirtbag. I love it. And I like the way that you said you stuck to the theme of your EP.
Mm-hmm.
Because it all relates to, like, you know, like, F this and whatever, whatever, and, you know, I'm over this and whatever, you know, and that's real. And I think that, you know, being a young woman and going through that and being able to generate that, the way you carry those notes and everything like that, to me is amazing. Because even my brother, like I said earlier, they're both producers, and he was like, how old is she? And I said, I don't want to tell a woman's age, but I think she's like that, but I'm not going to say it on air either. And he was like, get out of here. Get out of here. And I said, I think. Don't quote me.
Oh,
you know?
That's awesome. Well, thank you.
You got to tell him I said thank you. Yeah, definitely. It's awesome. It's awesome. And as far as David is concerned, David, you're not playing, okay? And I was
just saying
earlier, because you guys, when you guys play this back, you're going to hear what I said. So I'm just going to repeat it. I was like sitting here, and I'm listening to the music, and I said, wait a minute, is that it? Because it says little snippets. I said, snippets? I was like, I want to hear the whole damn track. Like, what's happening?
Yes.
But then I had to think about it, right? And I said, you know what? I think this is good marketing. Because if you do like what you hear, then it has the listener wanting to engage in more. So then it's going to make them go seek you out to get the rest of the song. So I said, if that's what you guys are doing marketing-wise, then it's awesome. Because now I want the rest of the songs.
Thank
you. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whoever came up with that strategy, that was a good look.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I don't know if Vonzel did it necessarily, but I know I did it with My Horse on Overload, just to because that's actually the second single, and it's being mixed right now to do a video. I'm doing a video actually tomorrow for First Time Coming. But that's the, like, that's going to be one of the singles that I'm going to be pushing for radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to give everybody the full thing because I wanted them to have just a taste. And I'm going to re-release it on iTunes next week on the 17th. So the EP will be re-released on iTunes and Amazon. So that's why I did that.
Well, I think it's an awesome marketing strategy. Like I said, I didn't think about it, and it didn't occur to me because, like I said, you know, I'm special ed bound sometimes. But when it comes to me, it's like, whoa, okay, well, that makes sense. Because I was like, wait till they get on this show. How could they send me half of, like, a snippet of a song? Like, what the hell? You know, I was going off earlier to myself, to nobody in particular. Nobody heard me. But still. You know, and then I thought about it, and I said, you know, marketing-wise, that is an excellent idea, because now, you know, and I encourage anybody that's listening to the show to do the same, you know, because of the simple fact that it will gravitate people. And then if you do what David does and relaunch, you know, the EP again, people's like, yes, again,
right.
Again, you know. So if you didn't get it the first time, now you in tune this time around. So I think it's excellent marketing. You guys are like double pack whammies. Are you guys best friends?
We are good friends. David has been helping me for a long time, and he's really like my ride or die. So I really appreciate everything he does for me, and so that's why I call him my little brother, because he always has my back.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hit it off. He was just, you know, he reached out to me and showed me love, and then went from that to setting up these interviews like this one today. And then we just started talking on the phone, and we got a chance to meet in person and hang out a little bit. So it's like now, I don't think it's been a couple of years now, I think, And I'm just like, that's my little brother, because he is really looking out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get on the phone and just be talking forever and having a good time and all that good stuff. And boom, I get a chance to let Boonquisha out, and he still loves me and ready to roll and ride with me, even though I'm crazy. Yeah, man.
Right. It'd be hilarious because LaVon's in her car. She is like, cause I swear, like, for me being in Delaware and here in LA traffic, like, there's a freaking worst. Like, I don't know what it was. But one time, I think, what was it? She was, remember, there are so many different stories, but I will tell you about the story, if it's okay, Vaughn, about the midget.
Oh, he's not even a midget. He's like, he's just short, but he worries me. Oh my goodness! Every time I go to FedEx Kinko's, this guy is just like wandering around, and he's doing something, like getting copies made or something. But he's always there, and he always has like flyers and stuff, and he always wants to talk to you. And I really think the flyers are like, I think he's into some extracurricular activities or something. He scares me, and I call him the little midget man. Come in, when I see that little midget man, I got to get out of there. He worried my soul.
Okay. Overall, people have that essence.
So let me tell you something. I was on the phone with David, and I was like, this little midget man, and he got on a wife beater with a lot of muscles, looked like he'll slap somebody to sleep. I don't got time for that.
And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, he did not just literally go there about this midget. And I'm thinking to myself, like, literally, it's a midget, but then she tells me, no, this guy's not really a midget. I'm just calling him that. I'm like, I'm like, you ain't right.
Because he worries me. He looks like he will slap me to sleep and put my body in his trunk and ride out. I'm going to kill you. I am so afraid.
Oh, my God.
I was in his car.
You have tears coming to my eyes about slapping somebody to sleep. Like, really? I've never heard that ever, okay? And I'm, like, almost 100. Like, please, don't do it to me.
That is
boring. That is hilarious, and I love it. I love it. That was the best thing I've heard in a long time. I'm so serious right now. And I might have to borrow that for a few weeks and then give it back.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, girl. Go ahead, take it. Make it your own.
Okay, exactly. So tell us about American Idol and what made you decide to go audition for that.
I auditioned for American Idol because I would watch the show and I loved it. And I was like, you know, I was thinking about doing it, but what really made me want to do it is my friends and my family. And I was singing at, like, restaurants and bars, like, for my gig. That's what I would do on the weekends. And everybody in those places, hold on, y'all. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Everyone in those places would always say, you need to go on American Idol. You'll be great. So I built up my, you know, my courage, and I went and tried out. And I didn't make it past the first round the first time I tried out for Idol. And then I went back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I went back the second time, and I made it to the top three. So I always tell people, you know, I get a lot of people on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. They always say, you know, I didn't get picked this year, but what do you think, what do you suggest I do? And I always say, watch the show, work on your voice, keep singing, maybe take some private lessons and all that good stuff. And watch the show and see what's going on and what type of songs are they singing. Because the first time I tried out for American Idol, I sang a song off Destiny Child album that was not even a single. Nobody knew it, and they were just like, what is she talking about? Because in the preliminary rounds, it's, you know, it's not the celebrity judges, so they don't really know music. They need to, like, hear something that's popular that they can compare you to. So And when I went back, I sang, you know, Aretha Franklin and all that, you know, Whitney Houston, Alicia Keys, and then I, you know, I kept making it through the round. So I would always tell people I went from delivering the mail to now, you know, living in Hollywood, living my dreams, traveling the world, and, you know, really doing what I love to do. So I would always say for any singer or anybody aspiring to get in the business, definitely do American Idol. It's definitely worth it.
Definitely. Definitely. Because, David, didn't Daron say that he likes the format for American Idol as well, because it gives, you know, people the opportunity to, you know, showcase their talents? Because they didn't have that, like, back in the day for people to do that. So I think it's an awesome resource for people to showcase themselves, no matter what level you get to, someone is listening to you. You know, and that's just my input on it. So I congratulate you for your courage and your strength to be able to go back and go a second time. Because some people, they, you know, they don't make it one time. You'll never hear from them again, ever. They probably would never sing again. But, you know, I love the
and
fact
it's all
that
about
you did
having
that.
A good. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, cut you off.
No, go ahead.
It's all about having a good support system as well, because when you're having those doubts and, you know, things creep in your mind telling you not to go back and not to do it, they're not going to like you again. You know, you already got turned down. Why would you do it again? Like, you need a good support system, and that's what I had. I had my dad, my mom, my family saying, oh, you can do it. What you need to do is just, you know, keep working on your skills and get ready for the next time, you know? And it's just like any sport or anything else you want to get into, the field is very competitive. So you have to, you know, if you're playing basketball, you're going to be in the gym working on your jump shot, you know, or whatever position you play, you're going to be working on that constantly. And that's what you have to do as a singer. You have to, you know what I mean, learn the fundamentals about singing. Apply it every day, sing every day, even if you're not performing anywhere. Take care of your voice every day, maintain good vocal health, and, you know, just better your skills. Sing a lot of challenging songs till you get them right, and, you know, all that great stuff.
Exactly. And just to add one more thing about Idol, I love the fact that you plop right there next to Simon when you were singing. You know, I was like, go ahead, girl. Swap right where he wants you. No. I was like, look at her doing her little showmanship. And that's what it takes, too. You have to be that person. You can't just stand there and sing. You have to put some arms and legs and head in it. You have to do everything and make it interesting, because that's what, you know, being a performer is all about. Like, you know, not just having an amazing voice and being pretty and beautiful. It's also about, you know, entertaining, because no one wants to stand there and just see someone just sing unless you are someone that's a legend. Then you can just stand there. And not to say that you're not a legend in your own right, but we all have to get to that stage where it's like you're so known to the world, like Patty or somebody that could just stand there. She don't have to do nothing. Just sing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I like to see that you were just, like, interactive with the crowd, and everybody was like, yeah, do your thing. And then I'm in here like, yeah, do your thing. Yeah, so maybe I should watch TV more, because I was a little excited. But so tell me, David, you know, what's your personal, like, motto or mission statement?
Flying above the haters.
No, right.
That is definitely mine, and I'll tell you why, because I feel like in life, and I'm literally quoting my EP, like, in life, like, when you get haters, you literally have to fly above them all and not let their negativity get to you. Like, I'm the guy that's really about seriously driving, like, positivity, and, like, that's what this whole thing is about. So that definitely is, like, my motto.
And who are some of your musical inspirations, David?
My musical influences are, inspirations are Michael Jackson, Prince, All American Rejects, Adele, Beyonce, of course, Vaughn.
Thank you.
Kalina from Dirty Money. Oh my gosh. If I didn't say Green Day and Paramore, I meant to say that in Hot Shell, right? Like, their sound in Usher and Justin, yes.
please don't say Usher in front of me because I will just start going into groupie mode. But I do understand.
Do whatever you got to do.
Nothing
is wrong with that.
I'm telling you, I don't even know what I would do ever. Like, you know, it just, it wouldn't even make sense. And I always try to be a lady, you know, in the street. But I don't know. Don't ever. I'm going to leave that one alone. This is not about me. It's not about me. No. So, guys, tell me. So, you're touring a lot, Ronzel. And have you been touring and performing and stuff, too, as well, Dave?
I'm actually about to start performing now with the EP. I actually been in touch with one of my old hip-hop instructors, and she has agreed to, she would be willing to assist me with some choreography. So really soon, I wouldn't say August is when I'll start doing some performances, and especially trying to build up the buzz more, and with the album coming out, I think October, December, you know, I want people to see, you know, the star quality that I have, because I've been performing since I was 6 years old. I'm originally a trained dancer in modern jazz, ballet, and hip-hop. So the stage is something that I am very, you know, used to and I love. And right now, me taking a break from being on the stage, it's kind of killing me, like, killing me softly, like Lauryn Hill says.
No, I can understand that. Because when it's part of you and you're passionate about something, and you're not able to do the things that you want to do with it at the moment, is definitely, definitely, you know, a little strenuous on the body. But you know what? You have to look at it like this, David. You are amazing, and you're doing amazing things right now, and you're taking amazing steps to get to that point where you will fully be able to pursue the whole goal that you're trying to achieve. So don't beat yourself up too much, because when you take away from yourself, you take away from your goal and what you're trying to accomplish, and it will take you much longer. So leave that all the way alone about, hey, you know, I'm not doing, okay, that's fine, accept it, embrace it, and then drop it into the garbage can. And just keep doing what you're doing. Because in a few months, you will be embracing it fully. And then you're going to be like, God, dang it. I'm sick of this. Not get a day off. Can I, you know, because, you know, sometimes we just kind of like, dang, why isn't this, like, happening right now? And then as soon as it's all happening, it's like, oh, my God, I can't breathe. Oh, my God, I can't deal with this. I have a headache. I don't. Why? Why is this all happening? I mean, so this is just building you up for all the amazing things that's about to happen in your life. So just take it as, like, this is a slow period. It's just like a person who wants to have a family and get married, a woman that's so desperate, and as soon as she gets it, she's like, why did I get married? That's why they made that movie, Dave. So everything happens in its own time. That's all I'm saying. It's like, I appreciate and I enjoy what you're trying to do, but don't push yourself and don't beat yourself up about it, because it's all happening right now as you speak.
Oh, thank
you. And
you
got to take those times when you're going through the ups and downs. It's lessons that you're learning or you need to learn, so that once you get to the place where you're going, you will have the knowledge and be able to sustain that place to get to the next place, to get to the next place. So when you're going through those, you know, those downs, you got to say, okay, what am I supposed to learn right now? And, you know, how do I get to that next level and allow that state of desperation to get back on the stage to prepare for the stage. You know what I mean? If you're right now saying, I want to get back on the stage, and you think to yourself, if Puff Daddy came right now and said, okay, I'm going to take you on the road right now, would you be ready? You know what I mean?
Right.
And so if the answer was no, then, hey, I need to get my butt up and practice every day like I'm going on tour tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just using that time to continuously get ready, because you're going to be there, you know what I mean? But you want to be great when you get there. So learn the lessons, do your work, do your homework, and you'll get there.
In my mind, you're there. It's just a matter of time. Because like Ronzel said earlier, she said earlier that she just said to herself, like, hey, this is happening, and it happened, right? So it's happening. No one, you know, I had this show for less than a year. No, I'm lying, for a little bit over a year. And in a short time, I went from one day a week to 7 days a week in a short time to me. I went from having a person that was on with me every time that one day a week happened to not having no one at all and just basically winging it where nobody was in a chat room, nobody was calling in, I had no guests. But I was determined to keep it going because I had a point to make and something I was trying to put out into the universe, and that's just bringing people together to gauge and then get in tune with each other. So it took me some time, and it got stressful. But at the same time, I'm not giving up, and it's still stressful because now that it's more than I ever expected, it's like, oh, my God, I got to go from working 14 hours to doing a show. You know, I have to go from doing this to doing a show, and
right.
I'm running and I'm racing, and I'm trying to beat the clock to make sure that I'm on time for that show because, you know, I want to be dedicated to everything that I say I'm going to do. And now I'm just like, can I get a break? Can I just not have a show tonight? If someone cancels, I won't be mad. But then when they cancel, I'm pissed. No.
Man, I be pissed because I be like, look, you was not about to cancel on me, not today. I'm just like,
right,
I'm going to laugh, man. I'd be like, you son of a, shut my mouth.
Exactly. So, in conclusion to everything, guys, like, you know, I don't know who wants to go, but I definitely want to, you know what turns you guys off individually, creatively, spiritually, and emotionally.
What turns us off?
I go first.
Yeah, what turns you off? Because it's easy to say what turns me on. Oh, I love music, I love dancing, I love
right.
entwining with people. But what turns you off in those senses?
Okay. Are you going to go, David, or you want me to?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
Okay, what turns me off, I'll touch on as far as relationships are concerned, or about, and then I'll go into just in general. I know people are like, what the heck? You know, David speaking out on relationships? Yes. Because I'm so quiet and very private about those things. Like, I'm not dating right now, but when I do, nobody would ever know because I probably would tell them I'm not. But with me, when it comes to relationship, what is the absolute turnoff? Anybody who doesn't know how to talk to me, doesn't have class. Like, if you're going to be with me, you got to have class, you got to respect yourself. Someone who doesn't have manners, like, I can't take you home to my mom and she get the wrong impression of you, even if you're a nice person. So I need someone that's, like, very mature. Turn off is someone that's not mature. I don't date anybody that's even a year younger than me. They got to be older than me. So that tells you something right there because I've been through and been in relationships or wanting to be in relationships where they've been a year younger than me or maybe slightly a year older than me and they've not acted right. So, you know, just someone who's mature, like, is what I'm looking for. But if you're not mature, you're turning me off badly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other way.
Badly.
You know, about a person is negativity. And I'm a stress positivity one more time. Be positive, people, or else you will turn me off.
Exactly. And that's deep, and I love it. And what about you, Vonjo?
I just think negative people in general, I just stay away from that, and I try to keep negativity out of my life and my intimate circle of friends and family. Like, if somebody comes to me and say, you know what, girl, you know what they said about you, I'll be like, girl, I don't need to hear that. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't get into all of that. And then if it just so happens that somebody just says something to me crazy or something, I don't let Bunquisha out because Bunquisha will be quick to say, you know what, I ain't worried about that. I'm about to come slap you right to sleep for talking all that junk. But I have to tell Bunquisha to calm down because it's not worth it. And I just let that fuel the fire to do positive things, you know what I mean, and go write the best song that I can write, sing out, you know, sing my heart out or whatever. So that's my pet peeve, and that's something I just don't like. I don't like to let negativity into my life as much as possible. And when it does come, I just try to, you know, drown it out with positive thoughts and positive and turning that energy into something positive instead of letting it get me off track and all that stuff.
Right. Excellent. So what do you guys feel about the music on the radio today?
What do we think about music today? I think that, answer your question. Yeah, I'll go first. I like music today, although I do see some of the points that people bring up. They're very valid. That music is different from, you know, that feel-good music that, you know, Motown and all the old stuff, and people really could just sing their butts off. But I just feel like everything moves forward, you know what I mean? And we still do have people in the industry like Beyonce who could just get on stage and kill it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, too, I want them to be able to dance, perform, and all that great stuff. And sometimes, especially how our society is, it's more about the look and the image and all of that, and not really if you can really get up there and sing and stuff like that, because people who can't sing like Whitney or Beyonce or Aretha are still selling like a lot of, you know, records, selling out shows and still being able to have an amazing career. And it just goes to show that if everybody was saying they wanted more Aretha, more, you know, people who can really sing. And, you know, because we get people who can really sing, but they might not fit the, you know, they might not be a model type, you know, image.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a,
right,
a slim body and stuff like that. So I just feel like we have a lot of people saying one thing that, oh, we miss those great harmonies and great people can get up and just touch my heart and my soul all the time, and they can sing live well and all that stuff. But, you know, the numbers don't lie. Like Jay-Z says, the numbers don't lie. So if people are still, you know, being able to not have to sing like Aretha but have a great look and sell music, then that's where the industry is going. But I believe everything evolves and we will get back to, you know, people yearning for that great voice all the time, no matter what you look like. But right now we're in a time where, you know, you just want to hit four on the floor and you want to dance and people are going to give it to you. You know what I mean? Like Rihanna, she's not Whitney Houston, but she's beautiful to look at. She can move well on stage and she sells out. You know what I'm talking about? Like her concerts are packed. So that's just what's in right now. And I hear a lot of like my older family members saying, music show ain't what it was back in the day. But we still do have great singers, because like Jennifer Hudson, child please, I'll put that in and she'll have me in tears. You know what I'm saying? And then when I want to get in my car and jam out and just, you know, act a fool and it's like party time, I'm listening to Rihanna, you know? So I think we do have great singers out there, but right now who's really, really winning is probably not people who have a voice like Aretha, you know? Or, you know, who can really, really sing. But it just is what it is.
Absolutely.
And I love
and
it all. I love, you know, Rihanna's techno dance stuff. And I love J-Hud's heartfelt ballads, have me about to cry. I love Beyonce. You know, I love every side of it, I guess because I love music too, so.
Right. And what about you, David? What's your opinion on music today? David?
Uh-oh, did we lose him?
Oh, no. I mean, the line's still lit up with him. I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. David, if you can hear us, hang up and call back. We have a few more minutes before the show ends. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. But I guess he's going to be calling back because now it disconnected Vonzel. But as a female artist, you know, do you feel like it's been like a journey or it's been like a struggle as far as being an artist is concerned as a female? Because a lot of female artists, I have David back on, as far as the ones that I've spoken to so far, they say that, you know, it's like a male-dominated world. Have you found that to be so in your journey?
Of course. The industry, there's a lot of males and it's male dominated, but
Like I said, I'm the type of person that want to find positivity in anything. So you can look at it like, you know, it's a struggle. But can you imagine if it was female dominated? That's more competition for me. You know what I'm saying?
You might as well just forget about it.
Yeah, and then sometimes, you know, we can sit and watch TV and the reality shows to find out, you know, how catty women can be, and it might even be worse and harder.
Right, it's
a lot
true.
Of people aren't, don't have a spirit of helping one another, you know? So I think it's awesome, but I would like to see more women in the game, not just as artists, but producing, you know what I mean? And making not just writing songs lyrically, but producing the whole thing, you know what I mean? Like, there's people out there like Prince who write the songs, sing the songs, and produce the music and everything. So I would love to see more female producers. I would love to go into a session and just be, you know, a lot of estrogen in the room, somebody making the beat, somebody recording the vocals, you know, being a vocal engineer, vocal producer and all that stuff, because sometimes I feel like if there was more women on the other side of things, we could really come up with some, you know, some more great music, because I think women are a lot of the people buying the music and supporting the music, no matter what artist it is. If you look at their shows, you see a lot of women, you know. So if we have more women producing all of the music, writing the vocals, producing the beat, you know what I mean? Coming together, that would be powerful. I think it would be really something, you know, something great.
Yeah, because I only know about, like, two women that do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like a competition all the time, so I can't even get in between that. Because I say, how can it be a competition when I don't even do beats? You know, like, I can't make nothing. I have to, I don't even cook. No, but going back to David real quick, you know, David, what's your thoughts on music today? Because I didn't get your response.
Oh, well, my thought on music today is I feel like it's really great. I love it, the fact that one thing I do love, since I'm a pop artist mainly and I'm a pop head, what I really grew up on, well, secondary, I feel like I like the fact that music is crossing over to pop, you know, R&B is crossing over to pop, but I do feel like that not every R&B artist should do it. I feel like there are certain R&B artists, I'm not name dropping, that should stay in the R&B route, because they were great at it and they can still do it great. But I feel like music is going in a great direction. I feel that it should be. What do I really want to say? Let me stop saying so much. What I really want to say is that music nowadays, people should really. It should have meaning. And what I mean by meaning, it should tell a story. A lot of songs that we hear on the radio are shake your ass, girl, I want to lick some blank, blank. And I mean, yes, yeah, smoke, weed, blow it up, trees, puff. And I mean, I know, y'all caught me rapping for a second.
I was like, go. But, yeah.
I mean, that's great, though. I love it. Sometimes I'll be in that mood and like, hey, I don't smoke, but I'm dancing anyway. I feel like that music is cool. It's fine, but I feel like it's too much of it in the industry now, and we really need to get back to realness. Because, you know, these kids that are growing up nowadays, they're like sponges. Like, my nieces and nephews are like that, sponges to this music. And I'm like, the heck are you, like, I saw my nieces and nephew today. We were in the car, and my 10-year-old niece is singing, what's that song by John Legend? Tonight's the Night or whatever, Baby Tonight. Yeah, I was like, wait, what? I was kind of disgusted. I'm like,
Yeah, I was waiting for you to get it out. Like, just say it.
I was so disgusted. I was like, what are you singing back there? And I was like, you know what? I'm a mind my position. You know, just look face forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel mm-hmm. about the music industry today.
Right. So, Ronza, we have a request in the chat room real quick because, you know, we're about to terminate the show and everything. So this is my sister. And no, I literally don't have sisters. I'm actually the only girl, so I'm just blessed with a whole bunch of sisters on from Twitter. And this one particularly, she wants to say, Ronza, sing a little something before you go. Laugh out loud. So it's not a joke.
Okay.
She's not playing. I don't know why she put laugh out loud on here, but.
Because she was really serious.
She's that serious. So can you sing a little something for us?
She wanted that is to imply I'm just playing and that she's going to do it. Like Nelly said.
That was a setup. That was a setup.
Okay, let me see. I can't even think of that. I've been singing all day. And I don't know. Well, this song. It's just stuck in my hair right now, so I'm just going to sing it. Y'all probably won't even know it. It's Mary Berry and Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes like this. It could have been me sleeping on the street with no food to eat, but I thank God that ain't my story, yeah. But I won't complain, I won't sing no sad songs, cause everything is right, but everything is wrong, and I'm so glad.
Woo!
Okay, that's it.
That's beautiful. That's all you need to do. Jesus. Did you hear that, sis? Are you happy now? Because I am. I'm smiling. I'm like, dang. She was singing that for me. That really wasn't for you, sis. No. No, that was awesome. I love it. You have a beautiful voice. And I just want to thank you guys again for, you know, tuning in with me and having our listeners tune in with you guys. You are family. And I've told that to David, and now I'm telling that to you, Ronza, because this is the first time that I got to actually talk to you, that anything that you have coming up and you guys want to come on and keep me abreast or keep our listeners abreast of what's happening, then always let me know. And if there is not a time that you can actually come on to the show, just drop me an email, and I will let our listeners know where to get in tune at. So promise to stay in touch. Don't let this be the last time because I will stalk you on Twitter. And I don't think you guys want that.
No.
It won't be the last. It will not be the last. We'll be back for sure.
So make me slap you to sleep, David. Don't make me slap you to sleep.
Yes.
No, I just had to use that before the night was out. That's all. I'm just kidding. I love you. I love your cheeks, and I would never touch them in that type of way. Okay? So I'm just saying, it's nothing but love, guys. It's nothing but love, and I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Again, David posts everything that you guys can follow them on, every website, everything that you guys, fan pages, everything is posted in the chat room. My sister already said she started following you guys. She said, go ahead, Chica, wonderful voice. I'm happy and I'm excited for everything that that's came out of your journey so far and all that you guys have to offer the world. And I just feel blessed
thank
to
you.
Have this moment with you guys, you know, because God put people together for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Absolutely. He definitely does. And I want to say thank you for allowing us to come on this show and, you know, share our music and our, you know, our story with everybody.
Definitely.
Yes, thank you so much.
No, thank you guys. And, you know, like I said, stay in tune with me because I want to hear more about the little midget man and I want to hear more about Spirit Queen at all times. So you guys have a good night and I'll talk to you, baby, soon.
All right. You take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, David. Thank
Bye.
You, Bye. Yay. So that was like the best of the best for me tonight because I got to interview three amazing people. So shout out to Jacqueline Hopkins, shout out to Ronza Solomon, and shout out to David Dwayne because he is just determined to do his little thing. And I love it, love it, love it. You know, I just want him to keep that in sight. He has so much to offer to the world. He's an amazing soul and he's not here for nothing. Neither is Ronza, neither is Jacqueline, and neither is either one of you guys. You know, we're all blessed with something to put into the universe. So
again, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in with Ms. P as usual. For all those who didn't catch it, of course, I know it will be caught on demand because it will be on demand waiting for you babies to tune in. Tomorrow night, I'm on the show with a doctor, and I'm not going to say her name and blow it all up because if I tell y'all everything tonight, y'all won't tune in. So she's a doctor. She basically came up with this method of healing through music. So she put together a group that kind of formulates and heals her patients through music. Isn't that interesting, guys? Like holistic healing. So definitely tune in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. and it's Global Music for Life. Be there, okay, or be square. Thank you again for being amazing. Love you guys. And stay in tune until tomorrow night, babies. Have a good night.
I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune.